It's a big deal when a Major League Baseball team hires a manager. In Boston on Thursday evening, it was a big enough deal to draw about 300 reporters, commentators, bloggers, and broadcasters to Fenway Park, where the Red Sox officially introduced Bobby Valentine to the press. Those looking for bad omens found them when Valentine and Red Sox general manager Ben Cherington first stood up to shake hands for the cameras. They knocked over one of the microphones on the table in front of them. Then the new manager fumbled with the buttons on his new jersey before finally managing to put it on.
I'm looking around for the teleprompter, and I don't see one.
Bobby Valentine hasn't managed in the major leagues since 2002. He has been working as a baseball analyst for ESPN for the past 2 years. But on Thursday, he left no doubt about how much he has wanted to get back to the dugout. He said he has particularly coveted the opportunity to manage the Red Sox.
I tried to not engage myself in this day because I didn't want to be heartbroken. I wanted this from the first time I heard the job was opening, and during the process, which was a long process from the beginning of November when we first met, I would wake up at night thinking there was a chance and then say, don't go there.
Valentine is 61. His previous managerial experience includes stints with the Texas Rangers, the New York Mets, with whom he reached the World Series, and Japan's Chiba Lotte Marines, whom he led to a championship in 2005. That experience has taught the manager lots of things. He knows, for example, not to fake it. That was apparent when one reporter asked Valentine what relief pitcher Daniel Bard's role would be with next season's Sox.
I have no idea.
The manager later said that reports, both laudatory and derogatory, regarding his persona had been exaggerated.
I am not the genius that I've heard people refer to me as. I am not the polarizing guy that people refer to me as. I'm not the monster that breathes fire that some people have referred to me as. But I'm a guy. I'm a regular human being with regular feelings and regular attributes that make me what I am, and I think some of them, as I've been told by people who know me, are okay.
Since the Red Sox record-breaking collapse in September, when they plunged from what appeared to be a lock on the playoffs to multiple October tee times, fans in Boston have been demanding a manager capable of whipping next year's team into shape. On Thursday night, the function room at Fenway Park was full of people inclined to assume that Bobby Valentine might be the guy who could do it. Of course, as Boston Globe writer and veteran Sox chronicler Nick Cafardo observed, that's not an assumption likely to survive a prolonged slump.
He's going to be expected to take this team at least back to the playoffs after their two-year absence. And if he doesn't, the honeymoon ends right there.
While the honeymoon is still in progress, Bobby Valentine plans to meet with and talk to as many of the current Sox as possible. He'll also be discussing potential acquisitions with Boston general manager Ben Cherington, to whom he expressed his gratitude on Thursday evening by saying, "I think we're going to do this, man, and I really appreciate this opportunity."